Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Carvery with Alex Storr. Hope you guys are having just a super amazing week. For those of you that are new to The Carvery podcast, again, we are a podcast that really believes that success, happiness, innovation, collaboration, teamwork, all the things you're really looking for and desiring in your life or at work is actually your natural state once you carve away the drama. All of those things are your natural state once the drama's gone. And so my goal, mission with this podcast is to share some of my insights on how I help companies and organizations and leaders and employees carve away the drama in their teams to really reveal this natural state and up their people's games to come at their highest self and bring their best mindset to work. And I also share some stories where I'm screwing this up only daily and really working my own program and living out what we call the reality-based leadership philosophy. And with that being said, this episode's going to be not so much really talking about a technique or some training that I wanted to get to you guys. This one's going to be a bit different. I'm going to do this one as more of a story time because literally today, it's 9:30 right now when I'm recording this. At 6:15 in the morning, I had a kind of experience with the philosophy. I was in the classroom, so to speak, which I call the world, which what I mean by that is when you start to understand our principles and tools and techniques on how to live drama-free, you immediately are like, where can I practice these? Well, let me tell you, where it's going to start happening is in the world around you, with your relationships, with the situations you're put in. The classroom has always been there. You're just now more aware of it. And so I actually got dropped into the classroom this morning to really practice what I preach, and I kind of screwed it up but got back on track, and I want to share that story with you guys because I think these personal experiences really tie it down on how this is a living philosophy and these techniques are really able to be used in the moment. They're not all kind of high-level fairy stuff. It's really practical techniques that can move you straight from being frustrated at the world and suffering and thinking you're going to have the horrible day that's ahead of you into having a great day and really connecting with the world and finding places you can have impact. Same day, different approach, more happiness, which is what we're all about here at The Carvery. And so with that being said, let's jump right into story time. So let's set the stage for what happened this morning. So I've had an incredibly cool week I'm super grateful for. I got to work with two amazing clients back to back. So 2 days ago, I'm in Omaha and I'm working with an amazing group, 22 VPs at this awesome company here in town. And we just had a full day training session where I walked them through the basics of reality-based leadership and just teaching the people their role as a leader and how they can help ditch the drama in their organization. And then it really raises people to deliver on great projects coming at them from a drama-free mindset. And so we had an amazing day. And right after that session, I got to drive down to the airport and fly into Houston to work with an amazing company. It's actually a Fortune 500 company that is doing like mind-blowing stuff in the HR space. And I just felt so grateful. Like I felt like this week I hit kind of life's lottery doing what I love and working with these amazing leaders that are really changing the world and innovating. And so yesterday was amazing. It was another full day training session with these leaders where we just dove into the philosophy, talked a lot about accountability, talked a lot about really questioning the thoughts that cause us stress at work and finding ways to capitalize on change. And we just had an amazing day. And so I fly back after these 2 days and I land last night and it's about 12:30 and all's good. Life's good. I'm just a little tired. And so I do what I always do. I jump in to the first Lyft I can find to just get back home. Like life's been good, but I could definitely use a good night's sleep. And I knew I had a workout this morning I was going to go to at 6:45. And so I'm just kind of following what I normally do. Well, you might have missed what I said early on in the story, but I drove from my work here in Omaha down to the airport. And I parked my car at the airport. And there's a disconnect there because I took a Lyft home after this Houston trip. And my car happened to be at the airport, and this I was not aware of, you know, last night. And so I'm starting to get ready. I wake up after going to bed at like 1, and I wake up to get ready for my workout. And yes, I'm a little tired, but I'm like, I'll figure it out, and we're going to try and, you know, get this done. And I'm practicing what I preach, you know, optimism and all of this. And as I'm putting my socks on, I don't know what really came to me, but all of a sudden I realized like something's not right. And I start to think about, how am I going to get to the workout? And I'm like, why does it even matter? I'm just going to drive, of course. And then it hits me that as I am thinking about this, I'm like, why'd that thought come? I get ready. I walk down. I'm about to leave, kind of rushing out. And I open up the door to the garage, and I see that there's no car there. And I immediately am like, oh my God, someone stole my car while I was gone. And then I start to think all these horrible thoughts, like my wife's gonna kill me, and what, you know, how do I explain this, and what the heck happened, and what am I gonna do? Like, I get to the workout, but I gotta call the police, and I'm immediately like suffering. Like, I've had the best week, and now it's immediately ruined because someone has stolen my dang car. And then I start to sit there, it just happens in a matter of seconds, and I'm like, did someone really steal my car? And I think, oh my goodness, I know what happened to my car. I left it at the airport last night, and I totally forgot that I drove down. Now, before you guys get into thinking that, Alex, you are an absolute idiot, you know, I never really take my car to the airport. I always take a Lyft down, and it's just easier, and I just get dropped off at the airport, and then I take a Lyft back. It's just what I do, because I don't want to pay through the company the parking at the airport, the premium parking or whatever, to leave my car there. It's more efficient to just take a Lyft down. And so that is just something I didn't realize, because I don't do it much, and I had taken books down to the client before, so I had books in the back, and there was a reason I took my car there. But anyway, it dawns on me that I left my car at the airport. And so there's all these thoughts going through my head, like, Alex, I'm loathing myself. You're an idiot. How did you not think of this? You should have reminded yourself. Oh my gosh, you have someone that's gonna, your trainer's there waiting for you. How are you gonna tell him he had to get up in the morning? Now he's gonna be ticked that you didn't show up. And I'm just kind of creating these stories, and I'm really like starting to sweat. I have all this anxiety. And then I remember a principle from reality-based leadership. The moment you realize you're stressed, it is not from your reality, it's from the stories you're making up about reality. And this is a universal principle that is foundational to what I believe and practice and teach, but I have this thing called the human condition, and when I'm really stressed and I'm not aware of it, especially early in the morning, if I'm not awake to it, I forget this and start to feel this stress. Now, that stress is actually amazing. It's your gift from the universe to help you remember that you're believing a story that's not true. And you gotta tune into that thinking. And the way to disconnect from all that stress is to start asking yourself great mental process questions, which is, what do I know for sure? What's my reality? What are the facts here? And so I'm so grateful I got tuned back into noticing how stressed I was in this moment when I thought my car was stolen in my workout. I'm going to ruin this for my trainer, and how am I going to get my car, and I'm out into the future and my day is ruined. I caught all of that stress and I said, this is an indication I am not operating with the facts. And so I start asking myself, what do I know for sure? I actually take out a dang piece of paper because I've got so much to think about in that moment, it feels like, and I start writing down what the facts are. And here are the facts. I have a workout planned at 6:45. My car is at the airport, and I need to get my car at some point. That's it. Now, I wanted to put down, like, you're an absolute idiot who forgets this stuff. You're going to ruin other people's days. This is so ridiculous. But none of that was true. None of that was really the facts. I wanted to just be a seeker of the truth. And so I had the facts in front of me. And when I look at, I have this workout at 6:45 planned, and I have my car at the airport, and, you know, I need to get my car. When I look at that reality and I take out all the stories about what should happen or how this is, you know, I'm not going to get work done and this is ruining my day. When I take out all of those stories and question them, is it true? How do I know if that's ruined my day? I don't know. I can't know that to be true. How do I know that my trainer is going to be upset at me? I don't know. I haven't even told him that I can't make it. And so given that reality, I got back to the facts, and I just go, what's the next thing I could do to add value? What's the next thing I could do to help this situation? And so I started looking at what I had written down, and I just took the first one. Given I have a workout at 6:45 and I am carless, what can I do next to add value? And so I started thinking of a couple things I could do to add value. I could let my trainer know, send him a text, let him know the situation, and look at my options. I could see if he could come pick me up along the way, and then from there lift down to the airport and still get the workout in. That's one option. I could just cancel the workout and just let him know what the situation is and know that people make mistakes and will reschedule. That's another option. I could, you know, not let him know at all and just kind of use hope as my strategy and just be the victim of my circumstances. I quickly realized that wouldn't add much value, so I take that one off the table. And so I'm working with those two things that I find, given my reality, would add value here. And so I try the first one. I reach out to my trainer and I say, hey, could you swing by and pick me up? Here's the situation, and we could still get the workout in. And I just wait for his response. And guess what happened? He didn't respond to the message. Now, I could have given up there, but I go, no, given that reality, what else could I try? I'm practicing some resilience. We teach this in reality-based leadership. Oh, you know what? I could give him a call. And so what I do is I give him the benefit of the doubt, and I say, you know what? He's probably busy. He might have a session before me, so I'll just give him a call. Sure enough, I give him a call. That was true. After giving him the benefit of the doubt, he was in a session. And he says, Alex, what's up? I just read your message. Oh my gosh, that's kind of funny. You know, what can we do here? And I say, you know, could you pick me up? He's like, I'm already at the place. I won't be able to do that. He gives me an option, says, know what? We could reschedule this one and make it up later. I go, you know, given the situation, let's go with that. That sounds great. And so look at that, energy conserved. I went from chaos and thinking my trainer's gonna hate me forever and realize I'm such an idiot. Surprisingly enough, the human race is kind, especially my trainer. He wasn't judging. He knows that this happens. And he just said, let's make it up. We just conserved energy, move on with our day, and that's taken care of. And it was so peaceful. And it was actually, as I got clear and down to the facts, it was like the simple instructions followed, and I just followed the simple instructions. And so part one of my situation was kind of done, you know, and I had screwed it up, but we got back on track with one of the techniques, and life is good. But I'm like, oh crap, I still don't have my car, and I gotta get to work, and we got all these things that I gotta solve. And so I go to the next one. What do I know for sure? I don't have my car, and I need to get my car. Okay, what time is it? What could I do to add value? What are some of the risks of just waiting to get my car tomorrow and just lifting to work and just using rideshare? And I'm like, well, that would start to get costly if I use rideshare all over. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I could take a lift down to the airport, get my car, come back, and then just continue on with my day. And what I could do to be efficient is I could actually bring my backpack and I could work along the way in the car, and I'd make it like doubly efficient, and it would be great. And so that kind of becomes my strategy, because I also realize that I know rush hour traffic in Omaha. And if I don't time this right, I'm gonna run into rush hour traffic in and possibly back with what I'm doing here. And so it's early enough that if I take the lift right now, I can go do that and get back. And so that's what my decision is. And so I hit lift. And what I'm gonna do is bring my backpack. I'm gonna work along the way. This is just gonna be good. I've conserved the energy of drama and really, really loathing about how stupid I am and how the day's ruined. And I'm like, let's just go on to the next thing that would help. And so I get in the lift once it gets there, and I'm just deciding in my mind, I'm like, I know how to make this a good thing. I'm right. I need to be efficient. I need to edit a video in the back of the car, put my headphones in, and I just need to make sure it's productive so I don't look like such an idiot. And I am about to do that, and my driver is this lovely lady, and she just asks a great question to me. She's like, how's your day going? And, you know, I was going to answer it short, but I just said, you know, it's going great. And I'm grateful you're out here helping me out, because I'm actually just kind of struggling. I got in late last night, you know, and it's so funny. I left my car down there, and I'm happy that you're here. We're going to go get this taken care of. And, you know, thanks for being out. And, you know, she got curious because I got in late and flew in. She's like, what were you flying in from and what do you do? And so I just said, you know, I do this leadership training and development, and we really I go out and work with companies and we have some fun, you know, helping with their leadership. And the moment she heard that, she was being kind of quiet for a little bit at the beginning, being kind of shy. She like shows that she leans forward on the back of her shirt up on the collar. It says like leader really big. And that's like her passion. And she works in a nonprofit here in town, and they really help the youth improve their leadership, and they teach them about accountability. Now it's like, oh my gosh, that's like all we do, as you guys know or might learn from this, is we go in and help people realize, you know, kind of the cost of drama at work, and accountability is really the ticket to happiness and to ditch the drama. It's one of our core competencies. And so I go from being totally frustrated and really trying to just focus on getting my own work done to sparking up this little conversation. As we continue talking, she just shares her passions. And what had actually happened is she was so frustrated with her leader and her manager and how much drama was going on in their workplace that she has decided to leave and is now doing Lyft in the meantime as she looks for another job. And she's also just frustrated a bit with how much they're trying to help some of the youth in the area. And it's just given their kind of frustrations they were having. She's like, how are we going to serve our youth if we have all this drama? How are we going to teach them to be high in accountability and all these things? And so we spark up a conversation about all of what we believe in. And I share some of our stuff about accountability. And she is just locked in. Like, she's loving it. She's teaching me some stuff. And we're having this great conversation. And eventually I start to realize that I, in my mind, have been wondering how I could get more connected in the area and help bring our principals and kind of volunteer when I can to teach stuff to the youth. And many of you might not know this about me, but I was a professional basketball player prior to this. That was one of my careers. And I've always played sports growing up, and I loved when people would come back and teach their lessons to me as an athlete to help guide me as I was on my journey. And when I was younger, I really appreciated that. So I try and do that whenever I can. And I've been looking on a way to get more connected in some areas that might be underserved in Omaha, and that's exactly what she was working with, and she's pretty connected in that. And they're always looking for speakers on leadership that are willing to share their time. And by the end of this talk, we've had a great chat down to the airport. I have not taken out my computer to work and not interact with this human being. And she's gotten some great tips about what she could have maybe done to help impact the drama in her organization there. And so hopefully we have her with some strategies to be kind of low drama and high in accountability moving forward. And she's trying to help me figure out how to get more connected maybe in the area, and I could help ditch the drama in Omaha. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like the universe is so kind. Like the lesson I needed was right in front of me, that Alex, yeah, you had a couple good sessions teaching leaders how to ditch the drama. And then look at how quickly you screwed it up when you got home. You got into your thinking, you believed your story, and you were like, oh my gosh, the world's out to get me for a second. And then I realized that was just my lesson from the classroom I was in to notice when I was in drama and ask, what do I know for sure? What are the facts? What's the next thing I can do to add value? And so how does this story sum up? She drops me off at the airport, and because I have my backpack and I worked with these two clients this week, I forgot to give out two of our books. They were still in my backpack, and she was like so interested in what we do. And so I was able to give this person who's, you know, looking for her next career move our book, No Ego. And I just said, take it, and I want you to read this and see if it helps. And it connect with us online, and we have free videos on our training out there. And it'd be a great resource for you as you are working with the youth and as you move on to the next things in your career. And so we had a great discussion. I got to get connected. I gave her my card. She said, give me a lot of cards. I will, you know, pass it around and realize that you guys are a resource here in town. And she's going to help with that. I, you know, was able to give her a book that I had, the universe had helped me forget when I was at this training that was in my backpack. And the only reason I would have been able to give her that book there is because I brought my backpack and was going to work. And I just had to jump on this podcast to really explain this story about how going from my stress and feeling like I was in this horrible situation. And getting back to the facts, I edited my story, which I'll link that tool and video in this description. I looked at, what do I know for sure? What's the next thing I can do to add value? I conserved all of that energy that was going to go into drama and basically ruin my day with just one little event. My car's at the airport. I was almost going to let that ruin my whole day. And now it turned into so much value add and so much connection with the world. And I got to engage with the world and meet someone new and spread our message. And now I'm back creating a podcast about it, which hopefully you guys will learn from. And the lesson here, if you guys have stuck around this long, is that that same event could have happened and there was two ways I could go through it. Joy or misery, my choice. And so many of us, I want to notice moving forward, listeners, when you have an event that seems like it's got you so frustrated that it is really, really like it shouldn't happen, are you going through it with joy or misery, your choice? Because when I play out and I can't know for sure what might have happened there, in our interaction, I could have been down just editing on my computer, headphones in. She is still frustrated at her leader that she believes is the reason that she had to quit her job. She gave up on helping the youth because that job was so frustrating for her. She's going to go on to something else. And just maybe because of the technique of reality-based leadership of editing my story, we might have a whole ripple effect that happens that leads to a lot of positivity in my local place. And there's something I know about just having that interaction and just working on myself to get drama-free and then see what I can do to add value with another human being, that if that ripple effect keeps happening and they tune into our content and a few people learn that life can be drama-free, I start to change the climate, the people I interact with around me. And if you want to change the world, people are like, how can I change the world? I want to be someone that changed the world. What I've found over and over and over is when I don't like my world outside, if I'm judging the world, I need to look at my own world. I need to look at my own impact in that world. And so every time I'm upset at the world, I know to go in. If I'm upset at my external, I know I need to go internal. What am I judging about the world? What am I judging about the situation? What story and craziness am I believing that's causing my suffering? And how can I get it on paper and get down to the facts about what do I know for sure? And what's the next thing I could do that would be great, that would add value? And every time I go in and self-reflect on that, I act differently in the world. And then weirdly enough, the whole world changes. And I think if more of us do that, and go in when we're upset at what's outside, we can then look at our piece in this and come at the world with a whole different perspective, and then that starts the ripple effect. And so, Nicole, great chat this morning. I hope you take the book and hopefully get connected with us and help spread the message, and I'm happy to help here locally, and we can get this message to the youth. And I know when you change enough climates, let's say I start in Omaha or a piece of Omaha. If I help change enough climates, all of a sudden, when you change enough climates, you get this positive type of global warming, and then the whole world changes. And if we can get back locally and interacting with those people around us and really help to look at questioning mindsets there, then we can spread that message and it can really make a lot of impact. And I'm not sure if that interaction will do that for Nicole and I, but I do have a hunch that it started something, you know, in just that little moment. And so, guys, look at your events next week and look at things that really tick you off or feel like you're at the mercy of your circumstances and put that down on paper. What do you know for sure? What's the next thing, given that reality, you could do to add value? I promise it'll drop you back into accountability and where you can engage in the world and from a place of a little bit more optimism. And my lesson here is that I hope you guys know I'm screwing this up, but only daily. But I want to be open with you guys about it's not about whether you screw it up or not and get into believing your story and being frustrated. It's that you quickly catch yourself and get into a reality-based tool that gets you neutral and reality-based so then that you can move forward at a higher level of consciousness and still add value into the world regardless of circumstances. And that's freedom, and that's happiness. And I am just on fire today, given what was going on there, and I thought I wasn't. And it was another lesson for me that reality-based leadership has really changed my life, and this is something I'm going to keep practicing only daily. So thank you guys for the chance to listen to this, and I hope you guys keep heightening your awareness for that, and I think it really will change the game for you guys. If you guys like this episode, you can always review The Carvery on any of the platforms. iTunes really helps to give it a 5-star review if you're liking the tips and tools I share with you. If you found this story helpful, maybe pass it on to anyone you know. That's always the best way to help me out, is to spread the word and get people connected into our content. And I just really appreciate you guys and the movement we've started and all the feedback I'm getting on The Carvery. Please keep practicing what we're trying to preach here. Know you're going to screw it up, but only daily. I'll be alongside there to help you guys out. And thanks again for listening to another episode. And you guys know the deal. Let's keep pitching the drums.